Some 1,300 people are missing or dead in the Philippines after four tropical storms in the past 2 weeks. Philippine soldiers have airlifted food, water, and medicine to Quezon Province near the capital. They hiked overland for hours to get the supplies to victims cut off by the storms. Officials say there were so many deaths because of illegal logging. To find out more, we're joined from Manila by Bill Formoso. He's the night editor of the Philippine Daily Inquirer. Welcome.
Hi, Jennifer.
Can you describe for me this region that's been hit?
It's on the Pacific coast. It's mountainous on one side, and on the lowlands, it's mainly coconut plantations, and you have a lot of farming in the area, mainly.
What can you tell us about the situation in Quezon Province today?
Well, it's pretty dire. Homes are wrecked. A lot of people are dead. A lot of people are missing. A lot of people need help, need to get all the aid we can into the area. But roads are blocked. You know, there's still water everywhere. So it's pretty dire.
I understand that illegal logging and corruption are part of the problem. How is that?
Illegal loggers cut down the trees from the tops of the mountains, and so the water just came down and brought the logs down with them. And basically what killed the people were the logs, not the water. We're used to having rains in the Philippines. We're used to having typhoons. It's the logs and the landslides and the mud coming down and burying the people. That's what killed them.
And this logging is illegal?
Yes. Well, there is legal logging, but basically, but mainly it's the illegal logging where people come in, mainly officials or military people, police, people in power, who cut the logs. You know, Philippine hardwood is very good for furniture. It's known the world over. That's where they sell to. They export a lot of the logs. Japan needs a lot of our logs. U.S., Australia.
Philippine President Gloria Arroyo today has said she's going to cancel all permits for logging because of this disaster.
Mm-hmm.
But you're telling me that the problem is that people don't have permits to begin with.
Yes. And it's not just these illegal loggers. People in the area who live, you know, below the mountains, they're mainly poor people. So what they do is they go up the mountains and then they cut the trees for kindling, for firewood, to cook food, because they can't afford gas or electricity, you know. So they're also to blame for it. It's not just, you know, it's everyone else.
I understand there was a similar disaster a few years ago for this same reason, and now we have 1,300 people dead or missing.
Yeah, that was several years ago in a place called Ormoc in the central Philippines, where they had rains for about a week or so, and the rains just washed the logs and the boulders down because the mountains were denuded, killed about 4,000 people in the lowlands.
Do you expect any change with the illegal logging?
Not really. After Ormoc, the Philippine officials said the same thing. They were cracking down. You know, they were going to do something about it. But then today we saw what happened. So obviously nothing changed.
Bill Formoso is night editor of the Philippine Daily Inquirer in Manila. Thank you so much.
All right, Jennifer.